Hello, listen. It just happened that Bonap came up to call me for dinner, and I showed her the cloth, and she said, Ba Om William, Noi Ba William, come on Ba, and maybe I can get her to say something. Bonap?
Tôi cảm ơn bà Qua Giam nhiều lắm. Bà Qua Giam gửi đồ cho tôi rất nhiều. Tôi không biết lái gì gửi lại cho bà Qua Giam.
There, see? Bonap is not afraid to talk. She just said she thanks you very much for the cloth for her ayayas. And she'll make some for her, she'll make one for herself and for some for the kids. And we have a teenage maid, Komeo, they'll make one for Komeo too. And did you go through them already yet? Yeah, there's, that's a knife sharpener. See all that? Ed Dillery just come in and we're looking over the utensils we picked up. Very, very good. Ed, say something to Mrs. Williams.
Hi, Mrs. Williams. I just came back in from a long day out at the refugee camp where we're bringing in some 5,000 temporary refugees I'm just waiting for Bonap's dinner, which is supposed to be ready in 20 minutes, she said.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can wait that long.
Hai mui
phuc.
That's 20 minutes. It should be ready by now. Oh, she has to bake that.
That's right.
She's baking some cheddar cheese at some of the stuff that was sent out. I think, did you bring that out, Ed, or have
no,
it?
No. You did or Bob.
I think Bob brought that from
Taiwan. The utensils look great. We can really use the roasting pan. We quite frequently have a roast that's too big for anything that we have, so this is going to make a big difference there. And the hamburger, of course, hamburgers are one of our favorite meals, so that's going to be particularly good. And Carl makes the best pies. I hope he made one for you when he was home.
No, we bought them, Ed. They make them better at Safeway than I do.
That's not true. That's not true. Mrs. Williams, you should make him make a blackberry pie. He made one for he and I one night, and we ate about half of it together. It was really good. Boy, that was a good pie. Still remember it.
Now that we can roll them out, I ought to be able to make something that is really good. I hope so, anyway. Well, this is the way it goes in the PSA's house. Everybody's happy and working hard, and Ed's kind of honcho on that refugee thing, and he's been out there for 3 days with him and working pretty hard to take care of the refugees. And this is where they brought him in. So if you hear of over the television about Russell Beach or Bold Mariner, you'll probably know that that's the operation that went on here in our little province. They said it was one of the biggest since the Incheon landing, because the Marines came in from the beach. But it's some operation, I guess. Maybe we'll clean a VC out of here and we can set up a pretty good government. But I think that's the only way we're ever going to do it. Is just get in there and dig. And I'm going to have to get in and dig too. I've got to get my feet on the ground and start get some kind of operation ready. I got to get some generators and get something going pretty good. Like let's see, what is it I got to do? I got to get my personnel all lined up. I got to write out some personnel histories before long. And I just got a message to make some applications, make some of these job applications, write descriptions for job applications for all my Filipinos. That's a pretty good, pretty big size job, but it isn't too hard. Because once I sit down to do it, but I seem to be having a little trouble. Then, let's see, I got a message in. They want me to come up for one day schooling at the in Da Nang for the personnel or somebody out of the staff. And I guess I'm the only one that'll be the go. So, I don't know, maybe I'll go up there. Now, I hope you're feeling all right, and I hope you're this separation hasn't been too tough on you. I kind of hated to leave you there at the airport. I think it might have been better, it might be better if somebody was there with you. I felt so sad and lonesome when I looked out the window and there you were standing all by yourself at the window looking out and waiting for the plane to leave. Everybody else had left but Florence. Boy, she just hated to pull away from that window. But a big lump came in my throat and I said, honey, go home to your little dog, please. I sure hate to see you suffering, baby. Makes me feel like a big old bum roaming around and you alone. But maybe we can get something together. I would like to hang on around here for a few years. I don't know, but what I might not be able to do it, or at least get some duty someplace in South America where you could be with me, then we'd sure operate right. I have a feeling that if things went right, I could get a promotion perhaps in this next 6 months. But I've got to show some kind of more activity than I have been because I've been kind of down in the dumps. But I can if I know you're with me, and I do, and I know you are. I feel, as I say, real good, and there's no reason. I'm not quite as active as I was, but as soon as this operation slows down, I think the boss will be going home on leave, and Ed Dillery's going home next, let's see, the 29th, 26th, I guess. It'll be 10 days from now. So it'll be kind of lonesome around here, and I'll be here all by myself. Well, I can sit and talk to you for a long time then all by myself. By the way, I have to tell you how I got these tapes. They don't have any tapes made up. So I went up and I saw these. I had a bunch of these spools. And by George, I thought they were tapes. So I bought some, and I saw they hadn't nothing on them, the little ones, so I Thought, well, shoot, I ain't going to buy one of them $6 tapes and cut it up. And then they had a batch of this stuff that was for $1.25 on the 7-inch roll. So I just took them things and I made myself six of these little tapes out of one for the price of $2. Now, these tapes with the tape cost $2.75 if I'd bought six of them. And I got six of them for $2. But I haven't got any mailers. I got to get some mailers to put these in. And that'll cost me a little more. But anyway, I got some new unused tape. And I'm able to send you, I think, some pretty good tape. I never did listen to this. I ought to listen to it and see how it sounds. Hold on. Now I have another surprise. I have my Vietnamese instructor here, Mr. Dom, who gave you that beautiful basket. Mr. Dom, say something to Mrs. Ba Williams.
Dear Miss William, I am Dom. I am Dom. I teach about Vietnamese for your hospital in Vietnamese. I think he can speak and under Vietnamese very well. I hope when he come back to your countries and he talk with you by Vietnamese, he can show you about Vietnamese when he finish to live in Vietnam.
Now say something in Vietnamese. Just say hello, Miss William.
Hello, Miss William.
Chào ông.
Bà William, bà mạnh giỏi không? Hôm nay tôi rất hân hạnh được nói chuyện với bà.
Okay, there's your lesson in Vietnamese and spoken to you by a very good friend of mine and a good friend of yours who sent the basket to you for a Christmas gift. And now this tape is getting short and running out, and I'll start by saying goodbye, honey. I'll see you on the next tape. I hope you enjoy these. I think that with the little incidents and people that spoke to you tonight was